thank him. Father, we give you praise. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up. There is none like unto you. Unto you this morning we bow our heads as we honor you, O God. Please, Father, receive our thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking. Thank you for bringing us to your presence. My Father and my God, before the foundation of the world, it has been decided by you that all these your children will be here today, and that I also will be in this place. My Father and my God, it is your decision before the foundation of the world that on a day like this, your children will be blessed. Lord, I pray, as I bless them in the name of you, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Lord, let them be blessed in Jesus' name. Father, blessing terminate curses. I pray in the name of Jesus, every generational curse, every curse that any of these your children might have inflicted upon themselves by the works of their hands, as they are blessed today, those curses shall be terminated. Whether they call it generational curse, whether they are curses that the enemy has invoked against them, it is written. The curse is it that hangeth on a tree. And because Jesus hangeth on a tree and died on the cross, every curse has been taken away. Father, today, terminate every curse in the name of Jesus. By the time this your children will be leaving this place, everyone will be blessed.
Amen.
And before the month of February will finish, they will begin to see testimonies.
Amen.
Share testimonies.
Amen.
Signs, miracles, and wonders will begin to follow them.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father. Lord, I ask for utterance today. I ask for power of authority today. Father, send it down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
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 Let somebody shout aloud,
hallelujah.
I bring greetings to every one of you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I also bring greetings from my Father and the Lord, Daddy Enoch Adejaya Adeboye and Mommy Folo Adeboye. They believe that it is well with you, and it shall continue to be well with you in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I want you to turn to someone by your side and give him or her a smile and tell him or her, God loves you. Say it very well with a smile, oh. If the person is frowning, tell him or her, you don't have to frown at this time. Smile. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. We came into Lagos Province 9 in September, but as it is my custom, it is better for you to face your headquarter first, so that you don't get to a point where one of your pastors will tell you, Oga, you are talking about increase. The headquarter parish, is it increasing? There shouldn't be any parish in Lagos Province 9 that should have more members than the headquarter itself, because that's where I'm based. So I take my time to stay with what has been given to us. So I've worked in the headquarters in the last 4 months, and I'm satisfied with the attendance that we have right now by the special grace of God. So now I can go around. And so we have decided now at this time, as it pleases the Almighty God, to be here. I know that Pastor has invited me at one point, but it wasn't possible because the Lord has not yet ordained it. But this time around, it has been ordained. And I want to believe that there is a divine visitation that we are going to enjoy today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to turn your Bible to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Now, if you remember very well, at the beginning of this year, that the Geo gave the year prophecy in quotes. And the one that is for individual is Isaiah chapter 3, verses 10, 9 and 10. Say unto the righteous, he shall be what? For he shall eat the fruit of his doings. The other part of it also say unto the wicked, he shall be ill with him. For they also shall eat the fruit of their doings. So in other words, for every one of us who are children of God, genuine children of God, this particular year is a year of reward. If you are going to eat the fruit of your doing, it means there is a reward. Now it depends if you are truly a child of God and the doings of your hands are good. Then you will eat good things from the Lord. But if, as a child of God, the works of your hands are evil, it then means you will do what? You will eat the fruit of your evil doing. But I want to believe that everyone seated in this auditorium this particular morning, we are all genuine children of God and the works of our hands are good. Hallelujah. So that's for the individual. Then for the redeemed Christian Church of God, he said, for us it is Psalm what? 91. Now at the Thanksgiving, Daddy just made a small statement and said, God gave us this particular scripture for us in the redeemed Christian Church of God because it's our insurance policy for this year. And believe me honestly, truly, it's indeed an insurance policy. Election is coming in 1 week's time now. We will be having the presidential election in the month of March, the gubernatorial election. But then, some of us are already afraid. Everybody in the nation, they don't know what is exactly going to happen. But for us as children of God, I want to tell you, by the special grace of God, that for us, we need not be afraid. I can't hear your amen to that.
Amen.
Because we already have insurance policy. So this morning, we want to enforce some of this insurance policy. Pastor have asked that I should come, just to come and bless you. Because today, we'll be having workers meeting and ministers meeting in the whole of this zone. And after that, we'll be having what we call pastors meeting, management meeting here. All our zonal pastors, all our area pastors will be congregating in this place and be having a management meeting together. So, we want to really pray this morning. I'm going to give an exhortation, but it's not going to be a long exhortation. It's in line with the Father's blessing that your pastor have requested for you today. And I know that by the time you leave this place, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we want to pray. Can we please rise? And I would like you to pray this prayer very well. I'm doing a teaching every Tuesday at the headquarters on benefits of prayer. I'm trying to stir up my people to the point that when they say, let us pray, everybody will be excited. And I've taught them some serious things about prayer. That as of now, we have done 3 sessions of it. We've done benefits of prayer part 1, 2, and 3. If you should call anybody at the headquarters now and say, let us pray, they will be excited to pray because we have been able to show them the secret power of prayer. Everything in this world answereth unto prayer. Even when the Bible says money answereth all things, we have discovered that is true to a level, because money does not answer the issue of salvation. You can't buy salvation. It can only be purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's why anybody looking for salvation outside of Christ can never get it. Hallelujah. So, but prayer answereth to everything. When there are issues that you are dealing with, if you engage God in prayer, He will answer. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. The Bible says there, ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened unto you. Verse 8 says, he that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And he that knocketh, the door shall be opened unto them. In Luke chapter 18 verse 1, Luke chapter 18 verse 1, the Bible says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. In some of the New Testament scriptures, we are encouraged by Paul in one of his epistles in the book of Thessalonians that we should pray without ceasing. Is very, very essential, brethren. You don't have a job, you can pray yourself to a job. You say, well, there are no vacancies anywhere. There are vacancies where vacancies are. It's just that you don't have what it takes to penetrate there. But if you pray, prayer will go ahead of you. I want to challenge you before I begin to pray, so that I don't need to be telling you pray, 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 because once I give a prayer point, I'm going to pray the same prayer for myself. It is when I say in Jesus' name, then I will say amen to your own and my own, and heaven will receive it that way in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A brother graduated from one of the universities in Nigeria. He knew that he doesn't have a connection by which he could get a job. He doesn't have an uncle who could press button for him. He does not have a father that will open any door for him. But the brother realized that he has a father in God. So the moment he graduated and finished his youth service, he went to a particular place to pray. And he kept on praying there. And this is his prayer. Oh Lord, I know that there is a place where you have designed for me to work. Otherwise, you would not have assisted me in my primary school, in my secondary school, in my university. Now I have prepared to work. I have what it takes to work, but I don't know where I will work. But you know, employment is hard to find. Get me a job. That was his prayer the first day, the second day, the third day, and the brother was fasting. On the fourth day, he had in his heart, go to so-so-so company. I have prepared a place there for you. The brother rang off his prayer, went to the particular company that the Lord spoke to him about. And when he got there, he said he wanted to see the CEO. They said, do you have appointment? He said, no. And they said, sorry, you can't see him. It is written that right from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Men of violence taketh it by force. The things of God may sound stupid to people, but if it is truly God, he will make do with what he has said. The brother insisted he must see the CEO. So he raised his voice a little louder so that wherever the CEO may be or somebody close to him, they will hear. And all of a sudden, the CEO emerged from the corridor. He does not know that's the CEO. He appeared to the secretary. What's the problem? This guy said they want to see the CEO, sir. And I said, does he have an appointment? He said no. And I said, he can't see. He raised his voice. So the man said, all right. Young man, you want to see the CEO? I'm the CEO. Follow me. So he went to the office of the man. The man said, sit down. He said, I'm okay like this, sir. Let me tell you I'm here. And he said, okay, go ahead. He said, my father told me that he has a job for me here. And the man asked, who is your father? He said, Jesus Christ. The man obviously thought this guy must be crazy. But he doesn't know how to. He has seen the desperation in him and the conviction with which he's doing what he's doing. He's not such a person that you can just say, go. So he said, all right. If your father said there is a job for you here, we don't have vacancy. But for you to know we don't have a vacancy, I'm going to call the man in the HR and he will talk to you. So he put the thing on speaker and called the man, the HR manager. Do we have vacancy here? And the man said in the affirmative, yes, sir. The vacancy happened yesterday, sir. All right? So, where is the vacancy? Come to my office. He came to the office and he asked the man, what kind of vacancy do you have? The man said, the accountant resigned yesterday. It was too late by the time he got the information got to us for us to let you know. We are just thinking of bringing a report to you. So he said, okay, young man, you have heard that there is vacancy for accountant. But are you an accountant? And the guy said, yes, I have my BSc in accounting. I have ICAN. I have ACCA. I've done ABCD. While he's doing that, he's putting each of the certificate on the man's table. He was well prepared. He had prayed. He had heard from God. And when he put all of those things down, the CEO said, all right, if that be the case, follow him. Let them interview you. They did the interview. They asked the guy, when do you want to come and work? He said, I'm ready right now. So they said, all right, you can come back next week, Monday, and come and take the job. That's how he got his own job. Prayer answered to anything. To you, that may look very crazy. You say, is that still possible? It is possible. If God tells you, go to that place, I have prepared a place for you there, you will be only a fool if you get there and you begin to negotiate. There is no need for negotiation. He who has spoken is able to do all things. He called those things that be not as though they were. If you want to get Father's blessing, it comes by sacrifice. Are you hearing me? Every father in the scripture that blesses their children, it's because they have sacrificially done something. You want to talk of Abraham? God was the father of Abraham, not Terah. Terah was just a physical father. And the time came, God took Abraham away from Terah, his father. Because the foundation of Terah cannot bring blessing to Abraham. And that has been proved for the 75 years of his life. He is not fruitful. So God said to him, Abraham, I'm taking you to a place you don't know. You are going to go there. If you go there, I will make a covenant of blessing with you. I will bless you. I will do ABCD. And he followed God. He left his father and his mother. He moved from his comfort zone to a place he doesn't know. And God became his God. Always sacrifice. When Isaac wanted to bless Jacob and Esau, he called Esau, go and prepare a meal for me. Esau went to go and get the meal for the father. But before he came back, his brother has already prepared another meal. The meal sounded the same, the meal that he wanted from his elder son, and he blessed him. When the boy came back, he said, "Don't you have one blessing for me?" He said, "I have blessed your brother, and indeed he shall be blessed." There is somebody here this morning, as we bless you in the name of Jesus, you shall be blessed indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ. But then your sacrifice will be your prayer. I can still see some people sitting down, and they are young people. I can see some elders to my right hand side. They are standing, and they are standing straight. I see some young people seated, as if the matter really does not concern you. Those who are elderly, they can tell you they have achieved all they want to achieve right now. Is it food? I asked my wife one day, I said, "Is it food that I want to eat now? I'm just above 50. I'm on my way to becoming 60. But I still have some few years to get there." You know? But I discover clothes is not an issue to me anymore. I've got to an age in my life that I now realize that clothes is just to cover nakedness. There used to be a time that I believed clothes is to make younger. But that time is gone. There used to be a time when we think that the more we eat, the better we are. But I've suddenly discovered that the less you eat, the better for you when you get to a certain age. Listen to me, young people here. You are the one who still have a lot of years ahead of you. When we call for prayer, you should be the one to really, really pray. Because you have a lot of years ahead of you. When my children and myself are to pray, I expect that their voice should be louder than my own, because they have more years to stay here. My own is 80. By reason of strength, God makes it 80. After 80, it is labor. That's why when they tell Daddy Joe, "You will be 70, say amen. You will be 80, say amen. You will be 90, say amen." By the time they begin to say, "You'll be 100 and 120, you say, "What have I done to God that I will still be here doing what?" I pray that God will give you understanding in Jesus' name. Now we want to pray. And we want to pray from that Psalm 91. Verse 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I want you to pray and say, "Father, please keep me under your shadow." Pray that prayer very well. "My Father, my God, the King of glory, keep me under your shadow. Keep my wife, keep my children under your shadow. Under the shadow of your protection. Keep me under your shadow. Keep me under your shadow, oh Lord. Keep me under your shadow, my Father. Keep me under your shadow. Keep me under your shadow. Keep me under your shadow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray." Amen. Please be seated. I'll be allowing you to sit, to stand, because we want to pray. You know, those of us who are elderly, like Daddy, you don't need to stand all the time. Oh. Just sit down there. Get a jeba in on back balagba. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, when there is danger in the sky, that is, there is a hawk or an eagle, the mother hen that has some of these little chicks will make a call when there is danger, because it is the mother hen that knows the eagle and the hawk. The baby chicks, they don't know. That's why they are the elderly people in Yoruba land, they said, "Edie o mawodi." Iya lo ma sha. Da pa to gbo Yoruba die die wa nbe. So, the moment that mother hen see the hawk or the eagle above, he just make the little chick, they will hear, and they will run towards where their mother is, and then the mother will lift up the wings, and they will go under, and they will put the wings on them and stoop on them. That is safety. So he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Listen to me, friend. When you are in the shadow of the Almighty, no death, no evil can meet you there. You have become the ark of God, a proper apothecary that cannot stay in the house of Dagon unless Dagon wants to be in trouble. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So while you are seated there now, you are going to lift your voice very high and you are going to cry to God and say, Father, it does not matter the evil that may be around. It doesn't matter the danger that may be in the world. Hide me under your shadow. Pray in the name of Jesus. Hide me under your shadow, Lord. Father, hide me under your shadow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When God hides you under his shadow, you have trust in him. That's what the verse says. Say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my God, in him will I. From today, because you are under the refuge of the Lord, your trust shall be in him continually.
Amen.
Number three, he says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. I want to, you know, the snare of the fowler are little traps that Satan set around. Little snares that they put around. Deliver us from the snares of the fowler. There are traps everywhere, brethren. Unseen traps in our offices, sometimes even in church, in our family, among friends. You know, the snare among friends is the one that is even dangerous. Some of us, those who are our enemies, are the people that are acting as our friend, and we believe in them. We take all our secrets, we put it in their hand. All of a sudden, when they take the seat under you, you suddenly discover, so you are not my friend. You say, yes, I'm not your friend. And many of us have made shipwreck of life because of things like that. So we don't know where the snares are, but we want to pray and say, Father, deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer very strongly. Pray with all your heart. My Father and my God, whatever it will take you, deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Every unseen snare, even the one that I can see, snare of fowlers. My Father and my God, my Father, my God, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, you are free from snare of the fowler from today, in the name of Jesus. It is written, he that digged the pit will do what? There was a man called Mordecai in the book of Esther. He was just a potter or a gate man at the entrance of the king's palace. But a prime minister in person of Haman will pass that place because they have eyes beyond the one we carry on our heads like this. He could see that truly this man is a gate man, but there is a glory that is carrying that ordinary eyes cannot see. So every time, because imagine you are the CEO of a company and you are intimidated by your gate man. Don't you think something must be wrong? Who is a gate man compared to a prime minister, the man in whose hand the king rests? Yet every time he sees Mordecai, he is afraid of Mordecai, to the point that he went ahead, dug a gallows wherewith is going to hang the man. Now ask me, what was the offense of the gate man? The only offense we can read from the book of Esther is that any time Haman pass, the man does not worship him. And a Jew will not worship a fellow human being. He can only worship God. Are there no people around you who think that you should be worshiping them as you worship God? And if you don't do that, you have offended them. But it is written, he that digger the pit will fall into it. I want you to cry with all your voice as you stand on your feet. This one you have to pray standing. You are going to pray and say, Father, every pit that the enemy has dug before me, all my friends have dug before me, they that dig the pit, let them fall into it. Pray, pray. Yes. Every pit of danger, every pit of destruction, every pit of lust and losses that the enemy may dig before me, my Father and my God, they that dig it, let them fall into it. They that dig it, let them fall into it, O Lord. Every pit that the enemy may dig, friends, associates, may dig before my children, before my wife. Zalabaseria masandala makoro mokoshandala makoria. Every pit that the enemy may dig for my ministry, they that dig it, let them fall into it. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. You are doing well now. You are trying. By the time you leave this place, those things that are against you, none of them will be standing again. I prophesy concerning every one of you today, the Egyptian you are seeing that is causing your heart to be afraid, in the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. That prayer we're still going to pray one more time. When I was the pastor in charge of province in Oyo Province 9 in Ibadan, the man who is my resident pastor for the headquarters, suddenly they called me one day and said, sir, my wife in the night around 10:30, right in our house right now, sir, my wife have just been kidnapped. You know, they were waiting for them in their house. And as soon as they opened gate for them, these people entered with them, brought out their guns. And you know what? I pray for everyone who is a man here, that the grace to treat your wife nicely, God will give to you. Amen. Look, you are not doing that woman favor by taking care of your wife and being nice to your wife. Hear me very well. Some of us who are wicked to our wives, I'm sorry for you. Listen, a woman, when you handle her the way God ordained that you should handle her, if death is coming to you, she will put her head into it. She will not consider that if she die, you are likely to marry another wife. At that point, no. Because you are handling her as if she is a precious commodity, a valuable article. When death comes visiting, you will be hearing, death, take me and leave my husband. As if death should take her, the husband will not marry another woman. I understood this long time in my father's polygamous house. Because my father is married to about 7 wives. There could be a little more. We lost counting. But at least 7, I'm very sure. And my mother happens to be the first wife, and I'm the first child. So that will tell you the trouble that we are in. Unfortunately for my mother, she's not the favorite wife of my father. And it is from there that I know that when a woman loves you, she's ready to die for you. But when a woman don't love you, you are in a deep shit. I could see my mother wake up one morning like that and tell me, I want to curse your father. Except if it is not your father that disflower me, that my curse will not come on him. I will run to her and hold her mouth and said, before you do your curse, show me another father. If you can't show me another one, then let's manage this one the way it is. You haven't cursed him. He's already behaving anyhow. When you curse him, what's going to happen? Hello? For you, it could be a laughing matter. For me, it was one of the disasters of my life. But you know God, out of fire, he brings out gold. Some of the things that make me who I am today, it was that experience. And I'm grateful to God for it. So when I married my wife, I treat her like my eyeball. And that was what happened to this man that I'm talking about his story to you. He was my assistant, and I love him because he has character. The wife is a lovable woman. That night, it was the man they wanted to kidnap. As soon as they grabbed the husband like this, the woman snatched the husband from their hand and put herself in the hand of those people. And because they need to move very fast, they carried her. So the man called me. I was very sick. I've not been able to move. I had to tell my people, my wife and my children, thank God I have 2 big boys. If one of them should back me, he will carry me to the nearest bus stop without panting. As big as I am. So they guided me. I said, I must go there. They said, Daddy, what do you want to go and there? I said, that's my member. I must get there. That's my assistant. So we got there. In fact, that night, by the time we got to their place, because he didn't call me immediately the thing happened. He called me around 12:30. Thinking that if he called me at that time, I won't come. I had to crawl under their gate because the gate has been locked in order to gain access there. I was sick. When the man saw me, his tears dry up quickly. He said, Daddy, I say I'm here. I said, listen to me. I came because of you. That lady they have carried away is Akwotiri. Nobody carried the Akwotiri of God. Till today, that lady's name now is Akwotiri. Nobody called him because that's the name I've given her. That night, I see the mother going up and down because the mom was leaving the house, beating her 2 breasts. Ah!
Deborah, awon omi mejeji to mu yi won gbodo gbe ele ni mi o ni suku e.
When I saw that happen, I said, my own matter is a small matter. Because I still remember very well when my mother called me and said, sit down. I've suffered in this house. This is my two breasts that you suck. You will make it. I knew I will make it. I'm giving you secret today. What I'm doing to you now is better than just putting preaching word into your heart. Some of you hold on to it, some will not. This one, you can't forget. It's important too. They took a potiri. From that night, those who carried her, they began to fight themselves. It is the woman who is now settling them. And they took her from Ibadan to Ijebu-Ode through the forest though. And then they brought her back at Onigari along Lesbos Ibadan Express Road. That's where they brought her and handed her over to us with their AK-47, with their what on that road. They don't have option. Because from that night, we declare warfare. From the day God called me, I've told God, I do not want to bury anybody less than 70 years and above. I do not have ordinary, I don't have anointing to bury young people. God forbid. So as I stand here today, in the name of Jesus, every one of you standing here, you will not die before your time. I say it one more time, you won't die before your time. And those of you who are mothers and fathers, you will never know the barragan of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. But do you know why I'm telling you this story? It's because of the prayer I told you to pray. This lady and the husband have a big pharmaceutical and restaurant in Ibadan. And somebody came there when the wife was in labor and in pain, sick, and this couple helped the woman and the husband, gave them drugs, treat them without money. The man, the husband of that woman, is the one that went to these kidnappers and said, I know someone who has money he can give us. Let us go and kidnap him. So when Ebenezer Obey says, Oreniwon, you know what he's talking about? When they told me, I said, Pastor, you don't pray very well. Because if you pray very well, the day that man comes, something inside of you will say, I cannot help this one. I can't help this one. May the Almighty God never allow you to help the one God who does not want to help. They capture every one of them. Everyone involved in that kidnapping. As I'm talking to you today, they are still in prison. And me, I've told them, they will never come out of that prison. Unless they give their life to Christ and they are ready to restitute their ways. Otherwise, they have gone to their final place. That's where they will live till they die. People like that ought not to live in the community of men. Are you hearing me? So you are going to pray that prayer one more time and say, Father, everyone that did put of destruction for me, let them fall into it themselves. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Two more prayers. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid. Please be seated. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flyeth by day. If God says there are arrows flying by the day, it must be true. We can't see them with our eyes, but they are flying. A lot of enchantment, a lot of divination is going on around. Somebody may just pass this road. Somebody who is enchanting, looking for who they will use, may be passing. They just see you and say, this one has glory. And they begin to tell the person. But that shall never be your portion.
Amen.
So you are going to pray and say, Lord, you say, Father, the grace to be bold as lion. Never to be afraid of any terror. Give to me in the name of Jesus. Father, the grace to be as bold as a lion, never to be afraid of any terror from the camp of the enemy, give to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your Bible to Job chapter 20 verse 15. That's our last prayer. Then I'll speak the word in 10 minutes and then I will pray. By 15 minutes after 12, I should be done. Job 20:15. This one, when I give the prayer point, you will stand to pray it. It's important. He has swallowed up riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. There are spirits that swallow up riches of people. Riches that your forefather ought to have so that it can reach you. It is swallowed by some powers because they never want you to make it. A particular friend of mine was telling me when it was time for him to marry, he was praying. But there is a lady that was bent on marrying the man. But then suddenly the man went into prayer and his spiritual father, well, he asked the spiritual father to pray for him, and the spiritual father prayed, and in the prayer the man said to him, listen, there is a girl moving around you now. If both of you should marry, it will be good for you because your stars are together. You will make it. In fact, by the time you give birth to your first child and your second child, your prosperity will know no bound. But that lady will not stay with you till the end. And my friend is already a pastor. And why? The man of God said, there is someone who is after the woman. Not the lady, but the mother. And they know that if the lady should make it, it will change the situation of the mother. So they zero in on the girl. She's not going to stay in the husband's house. There are people today, they just wake up one morning and say, I'm not going to marry this man again, or I'm not going to marry this lady again. There is no fight. If you ask them what is the problem, they don't have anything to explain. Everything was going on well. Suddenly something just happened because somewhere there is a remote control. So the riches of the lady is the problem for these people who are after the mother. And it's not the girl that is their problem, it's the mother. There are riches that belong to you that the enemy have decided they will swallow it. But today we are going to pray.
all the riches that is for you, even the riches of your forefathers that they didn't live to enjoy, you are going to take it now.
Amen.
So let's rise unto our feet as we pray. It is the Almighty God talking here. In that verse 15, he has swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. We are going to pray and say, Father, whatever power has swallowed my riches and the riches of my generation, today, according to your word, let them vomit them into my hands. Let them vomit them into my hands. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. My Father and my God, all the riches that belongs to me, financial riches, spiritual riches, matrimonial riches, economical riches, emotional riches, health-wise riches, whatever thing that is rich that I ought to have, all the riches that ought to belong to me, to my wife and my children, and the ministries committed to my hand, all the riches that belong to Lagos Province 9, I command in the name of Jesus, according to your word in Job chapter 20 verse 15, they that swallow it, Father, hit their belly now. Let them begin to vomit it. Yes, let them vomit it to my hand. Even the riches of my generation that my forefathers could not use because they didn't know you, and the enemy has swallowed them. Right now, let them begin to vomit it. Yes, I stretch my hands right now. Let them vomit it into my hand. Vomit it, vomit it, vomit it, vomit. Baraba sandara makori makashanda kama. Hili baraba kastandara makoro mokoshendre makoria masandara makoria. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. We are still going to pray that prayer one more time. But let me quickly put some things to you right now. In Genesis chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Look at it. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of them a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Is that verse 3? Now give me Genesis 28. Okay, you just put verse 3 now. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now give me Genesis 28, verses 1 to 4. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Verse 2. Arise, go to Padan, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence, of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Verse 3. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. Verse 4. And give thee the blessings of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Hallelujah. Now this will show you clearly that there is something called Father's blessing. God blessed Abraham. Isaac, who happens to be Abraham's son, blessed Jacob, his own son. And they were
he was calling upon the blessings of Abraham upon his own son, because the blessing of Abraham were all up on Isaac. The Bible says Isaac sowed in a foreign land in a time of famine, and he reaped what? Hundredfold in harvest. So God was blessing them everywhere they go. The blessings of a father is very, very important. But you must take note of these four things. And by the way, everyone who receives father's blessing, both spiritual or their physical father, they are indeed a blessed people. But anyone who could not receive the blessing of his father or mother, I really lost something very important. I can still remember very well that the GO keeps saying to everybody who cares to hear that the blessings of my mother has made me what I am. He said his mother will call him and say, "Inoku, you will call one person and 200 people will answer you." Is that not true today? If Pastor Adeboye should be in the auditorium and just say, "Hey, one pastor, don't you think he has asked for trouble?" Once he say one pastor, he better start running, because there can be stampede. Because one pastor, all of us are pastors, everybody will be running towards him. The prayer of the mother. You will call one person and 200 people. He speaks the prayer in Yoruba, "Inoku, wa pe eyan kan, lo ma lo ma die lohun." You will call one person, 200 people will answer you. There is power in the prayer of fathers and mothers. And I beg in the name of Jesus, those of you who have children, who all you do is to curse them. My grandmother used to tell my mother, "Never speak a negative word towards my son." That's my grandmother talking, though. Because you don't know somebody who is behind the door who will say amen to the things you are saying. The child that you labor and you pour blood on him or her, suck your breast, you are cursing that child. You say, "I don't mean it." Who said? The child that you labor in a particular hour of the night to get from your loins into the womb of your wife, and the day of delivery you are gallivanting in the corridor of labor room, up and down, up and down, holding your head and begging your God that the delivery will be safe and sound, you now talk to that child anyhow. Some of us, when we get home today, you need to call your children. If you have been cursing them, you say, "I didn't mean it." Who said? "Thou shalt be created, it shall be what? Established unto you." Particularly when you curse your child in anger. O shero le fun mi. Mi o shero e fun ya mi. O ma shero e fun wa na. And do you know that it will be generation to generation? Because that child too is going to say the same negative thing to his own child. And it will keep going like that. Is that the generation you want to leave behind? For me, no. Because if I just come here and I prayed as we have prayed now, and I preach the word, and then I bless you, you won't understand what has happened. By the special grace of God, just like Pastor told you, I am in a right place to bless you. By the grace of God, I'm the representative of Daddy Gio in Lagos Province 9. Whatever I said to you has the backing of the God of Pastor Ilya Adeboye, and it's going to happen. Amen. So since the day I came into this province, all I do is to pray for people.
together. So every father should know how important they are in the plan of God for their children. Every father should be responsible to their children. And being responsible to your children start with being responsible to your wife. Be responsible to your home. Let everybody in your home knows that truly you are responsible to them. When I pay my children's school fees, I hear my wife telling my children, your father has paid your fees. You should be grateful to him. Then I pick my phone, I tell my children, it is not me you should be grateful to. You should be grateful to the Almighty God. Because I need to make the thing balanced. They need to know that it is God blessing me that I'm able to do what I am doing. So as they grow up, they begin to have a balance that our father depends on God. We also, we must do what? Depend on God. So if you are here, you are not yet taking over the responsibility of your home. You leave it to your wife simply because he earns more money than you. That's not good enough. Every money my wife has, she brings it to the apostle's feet. I am the apostle of our house. And within honesty, I'm not intimidated by whatever she had. In fact, I pray that she will earn more. Because there is an understanding that money must come to the feet of the apostle. It's from there we now decide how we want to use it. But my little that I have, everybody must know that that is my all and that is my best. It's very important. It's your duty to teach your children to be responsible. Responsible to the nation where you all belong to. Responsible to the church. Responsible to your family. Responsible to themselves. And to the community they may find themselves. It is the duty of every father to train their children in the fear of God. And now to be responsible to their own home tomorrow. I told my boys one time, now that they are over 18, I don't even have a child who is no longer under 18 anymore anyway. I called them and I said, listen, how have you seen me and your mother behaving in this house? They explained. I said, have you ever heard that I beat your mom? They said, no. Have you discovered it yourself? Because you may not hear. You may discover by yourself. They said no. Have you met your mother weeping in the room by herself, except in the place of prayer? And even me myself, I cry in the place of prayer. When there are serious situations now, I need to pay my children's school fees, there is no money. I'm a pastor. Will I now go to the school of my children and say, my name is Pastor Aruna, please, headmaster, I'm begging you, I can't have the money now. It will be in 2 months. Won't they be asking, say, Bele, no, Pastor, Cholo will back your money. So instead of that to happen, I will go and sit down with God, carry a chair in front of me and say, God, sit down, we need to talk. The children you gave to me, I'm only a caretaker. I cannot die because of what is not my own. Children are the Lord's heritage. Is that not how it is written? So bring school fees. So I have tried. That's how I discuss with the God, with the Almighty God. Children are not my own. Even the wife they gave to me is not my own. It belongs to Jesus. The only responsibility I have to us is to keep her warm, so that cold will not catch her here. That's all. That's my responsibility. If I don't have money, I have told my wife, madam, go and ask God. Once you know that this black man can no longer pay his dues, go and ask the original husband. The original husband is Jesus. And I see we are most times praying, oh God, this man is tired. He doesn't have what he takes anymore. Please help me. There is no this, there is no that. And God have answered her. Because I mean it. I've never seen a caretaker that want to die because the rain took the roof of the house of the landlord. Who will he call? So I'm teaching you, don't go and kill yourself because of children's school fees. My son needs school fees. When Daddy Joe was praying for his son, heal my son, heal my son. God didn't heal the boy. Then he said, oh Lord, I'm praying for other people, they are healed. I prayed my son, he said, because he's your son. So he changed his prayer. Lord, heal your son. He said, after some time, the boy went out and started playing football. Don't just listen to testimonies of old people like that for listening sake. Take advantage of them. It is your responsibility. And finally, it is the duty of every father to bless their children. Bless your own. When I call my children at their campus now, and I said, hey, David and Judah, I want to pray for you now. Oh yeah. And I'm watching them on video. They are far away from me. Outside Nigeria, and I'm praying for them here. I'm watching them on the video. They are looking at me. I say, yeah, close your eyes. I want to bless you. And I begin to pray. When I feel, they say, that is there anything? I say, there is nothing. I'm just blessing you. You see, when you die, you will bless them. In our days, people can just sleep and die. So when do I know I'm going? But I'm not going to go in a hurry. But I must do what I need to do in time now. Bless your children. From the time they were in their mother's womb, I've been prophesying concerning them. Putting blessing on them. And you need to understand your children. Anybody from a woman, look up. If you compare children to one another, you will kill one for another one. As I'm here now, this is my phone. If I should allow it now, my daughter has come back from their chapel at the campus in Rome. She will call. Dad, are you alright? I'm just calling to say hello. Have you eaten? There was one occasion I said, I've no eating. He said, where are you? I said, I'm at the island. It's okay. I'll call you back. Just as I was getting to Oshodi, my wife called me and said, your daughter said, you should not eat anywhere. Don't buy anything. So I said, so what's going on? He said, she has sent food. That's my last daughter. She has sent food. I said, from where? From Ede to Lagos. And as we are in that office, the person that she ordered food from school, ordered food in one restaurant in Lagos, and those people carried the food, they came to my office. I said, so I will eat the food of my labor this evening. But you know, suddenly I realized that the girl has put me in a fix. Now, how can a girl do such a thing for you? I ate rice, chicken, this one, that one. I called her, I said, thank you very much. He said, we are just trying to take care of you. The next day, Daddy, what about that thing? Already when I was eating the food, I knew that also I won't get to get you. But the good thing there is that at least I told myself, if this girl make it in life, he won't forget me. I know that it is Abu money that they have used to take care of Abu, but that really doesn't matter. That she even did it, it's a plus. You've got to bless your children. That day I prayed for her as if there is no tomorrow. And yet, she's in the same place with their elder sister. So she told me it is our contribution, no? But I know she's the one who initiated it. That's what she's good for. There is one of my son, he will never call you, he will never ask what you are doing, where you are, how you are doing, it doesn't matter to him. But believe me honestly, you are in his heart. It's not that he has forgotten. So I told myself, the day she wants to marry, I will tell the wife, my friend, don't wait till he kiss you, he peck your nose, he pull your nose. That's what you use to determine that this boy loves you. He loves you, but he doesn't know how to do those things. That's who he is. So your children, you must learn their weaknesses, their strength. It is those strength God has put in their life you used to be blessing them. It's just that I don't have enough time. I will have shown you in the blessings of Jacob to his children in Genesis chapter 49. Every blessing there is according to their strength and their weaknesses. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will give you understanding. Rise unto your feet now and let's pray. I want to give you an opportunity, everyone here, before we place the Father's blessing on you, you must be on the Lord's side. If you are not on the Lord's side, our prayer today will be a waste. So you are in this congregation today, you have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ. When all eyes are closed and all else bowed, I want you to raise your hand wherever you are. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. We want the blessings of God to be upon you indeed. You must be on the Lord's side. I want to give my life to Jesus. Anybody, anywhere here, just raise your hand wherever you are, and then I will pick it up and then I will pray for you. Anybody? I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Anyone? All right. Now, is there somebody? If you are raising your hand, please raise it so that I can see it. The Lord bless you, sir. Is there any other person? If you are surrendering your life to Jesus, please walk down here quickly. Move to the altar very fast. Ushers, assist them. Move to the altar. Move to the altar. The Lord bless you as you come. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. Any other person? I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to pray now. God bless you, sir. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Any other person? Let's move very fast. Let's very fast. Very fast. The Lord will bless you as you come in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. If you are sick, come, please come. We are waiting for you. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you, man. God bless you. Every one of you that are in front, I want you to begin to talk to God. The rest of you that want to join them, please come and join while we are praying. Talk to the Almighty God. Ask Him to forgive you of your sin, to wash you clean with the blood of Jesus, and to write your name in the book of life. Talk to the King of Glory right now. Talk to the King of Glory. Yes, if you are coming, come quickly, come quickly. God bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Yes, God bless you, my brother. Just ask Him, Father, write my name in the book of life. Forgive me of all my sins. Begin to bring your prayer to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. My Father and my God, these your children that are standing in presence of you now, Lord, please forgive their sins. The Bible says if they confess with their mouth, you will forgive them. They have confessed their sins before you. Please forgive them in Jesus' name. Write their name in the book of life in the name of Jesus. The power to sin no more, give to them in Jesus' name. I pray, my Father, my God, that after this particular period, you baptize them with the baptism of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, just stay where you are. I'm going to pray now. After the prayer, you will follow my brother that is standing on my right hand side. Then you will go and take your prayer point and take your contact, and all will be well in Jesus' name. Now lift up your hands, everybody. Make a request to the Almighty God very quickly, because I want to pray.
talk to the Lord. Whatever you want the Lord to do for you now, please talk to him now. Let's begin to bring our prayer to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. You are the God of my fathers, the God of Papa Josiah Akindaromi, and God of Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebeye, and you are my God also. Lord, I call upon you today as I stand in the place where you have placed me as a father in Lagos Province 9. And I bless everyone in this auditorium today. Father, let them be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the blessings of Abraham be their own in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone that cursed them, let them be cursed. Amen. Anyone that blessed them, let them be blessed. Amen. Let the dew of heaven be a blessing over them. Amen. Let the oxygen of the dew be a blessing towards them. Amen. Whatever they lay their hands upon, oh God, let them prosper. Amen. Make them like a tree planted by the riverside. Amen. That bring forth its fruit in due season. Amen. And the leaf never wither. Amen. Whatever they lay hands upon, let it turn to gold. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let them flourish like cedar of Lebanon. Give them strength like the palm tree. God of heaven, the ability to renew their strength like that of an eagle, give to them in Jesus' name. Let them see visions from you. Let them receive revelation from you. Open their spiritual eyes. Open their spiritual mind. My Father, my God, let favor prosper them. Let mercy say no to negative things in their life. Wherever they go, let the doors be open unto them. This week, those who are looking for job, Father, give them good job. Those who are going for interview, let them be successful. Those who are appearing before any disciplinary committee, I cancel the effect of that in the name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, those who are trusting you for a new assignment, a new job, a new contract, Father, give to them in the name of Jesus. Those who have business tender, as they tender it, they will receive that job in the name of Jesus. Those who are going for interviews to travel abroad, my Father, my God, at the embassy, I decree they shall not be rejected. My Father and my God, anyone that stand against these souls, let them fall for their sake. No weapon of the enemy formed or fashioned against them that shall prosper. This soul, let it prosper. Let there be increase. Bless your people. Let it be well with them. Let doors open by their own accord unto them. I speak to the four corners of the world. To the north, to the east, to the west, to the south. All that belongs to them, let them give them up in Jesus' name. Ah, my Father, my God, the children of all these your children, let them prosper. Those who are trusting their fathers to send them abroad, Father, enable them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, as all the higher institutions, students are returning to school now that ASU have resumed. Lord, I pray you will go with them. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus our university situation will be better from now. There will be no more closure. Those who are going for youth service, you will go with them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in their placement, where they place them, Father, as they finish, you give them a job in Jesus' name. Those who have marriageable age and they are not yet married this year, I can hear wedding bells ringing. For everyone of them in the name of Jesus. Father, don't let them marry wrongly.
the bone of their bone and the flesh of their flesh sent to them in the name of Jesus. Those who are looking up to you for job, Father, provide a good job for them. Lord, idea is what brings wealth. Give your children ideas that will bring wealth in the name of Jesus.
Somebody sat down somewhere and designed the apple that they call Uber today. Somebody sat somewhere and designed the app that they call Facebook today, and they have also become billionaires. My Father, my God, the idea that will make your children in this zone and in the entire province to become billionaires, Father, give that idea to them in Jesus' name. Every door that leads to sorrow, I shut them forever. Every door that leads to joy, I open it forever. Lord, this your children here. Let them be blessed indeed in Jesus' name. Bless the works of their hands. Bless the fruit of their womb. Those who are trusting for the fruit of the womb, my Father and my God, Father, give them children in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for Pastor. I pray for Pastor Akikumi and his wife in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be well with them. Let the grace of God be mighty over their life. Let the anointing of God differentiate them among their equals. In the name of Jesus, let it be well with their children. You are the one who has placed them as the zonal pastors for this area. My Father, my God, in this zone there shall be peace. There shall be unity. There shall be prosperity. There shall be love. In the name of Jesus. Every parish that have challenged in this zone, the wisdom to be able to handle it, give it to your son and your daughter in Jesus' name. Among their equals, my Father and my God, lift them up. Let it be well with them. Let it be well with their children. Every time we hear from them, it shall be good news. All the pastors under this zone, let it be well with them. If there be any of them that is going through one challenge or the other, I command such challenges, they will not see them anymore. Thank you, mighty Father. Glory be to your holy name. All have decreed, and the one who the Almighty God that you know that they deserve your applause over their life, let it be permanent. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let somebody who loves the Lord shout hallelujah.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please stretch your hands to our Daddy the Lord and just bless him from the depth of your heart. Bless him with the blessing of the Lord. As that the Lord will increase his grace upon his life, the anointing will continue to flow like a river. It will never dry. Come and prophesy to his life. It shall be well with him all the days of his life. He will not bury any of his children or his wives. And the Lord will keep on promoting him from glory to glory, from great height to great height. Now when next he visits us, we will notice the testimonies. Thank you because it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you very much, Daddy. Please.